That's a polite little golf clap for NPR's Tom Goldman, who deserves the applause for accepting such a tough assignment this weekend. He's in Augusta, Georgia, covering the Masters for us. How's it going there, Tom?
You know, Rebecca, earlier in the day, I was getting out-and-out roars on the course. You know, it wasn't just only polite applause like that.
So what's the leaderboard looking like going into tomorrow's final round?
You know, at the top of the leaderboard, it's not very sexy. And by sexy, I don't mean like hot pants. I mean, you don't have the megastars like Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia. What you do have is Kenny Perry, a 48-year-old from Kentucky, a self-described nice guy and a good player, and Angel Cabrera, a former chain-smoking kind of schlumpy guy from Argentina. And they're playing great golf. They are tied at 11 under par after three rounds. Angel Cabrera has won a major. He won a U.S. Open. Kenny Perry has not. They will be in the final pair tomorrow, the final pair to tee off on Sunday. And that's significant because since 1990, only once has someone outside the final pair won the Masters. Now, with that said, you've got a lot of guys clumped near the top, and one of the players, Todd Hamilton, said, really, if the weather doesn't go crazy tomorrow, anyone within five strokes could take this tournament.
So that leaves open the big question of the come-from-behind man. Where is Tiger Woods?
Well, he's not five behind. He is seven behind, which is bad news. Tiger had kind of a rough day. I walked around pretty much his entire round today. He finished at two under par. It was actually a good workmanlike effort. He's four under for the tournament, as I said, seven behind. He had a really rough start, though. The first hole, he had a double bogey, which is two over par. And it prompted one angry Tiger watcher I was standing next to in the gallery say, "I didn't pay my money for this bleep." And I can guarantee you that Tiger was probably saying the same thing to himself, although Tiger makes money for this bleep. But then later on in the round, Tiger got it together. He finished pretty strongly. He had a couple of late birdies. And he said he was proud of himself for fighting, in his words, his ass off to get back into the tournament. He said it all depends on what the leaders do. If they come back to the field, then other players have a chance. But right now, Angel Cabrera and Kenny Perry are not showing signs of coming back to the field.
And what's it like to follow Tiger Woods around?
It's crazy. It's like being on the L.A. freeway at rush hour. And it's just, you know, it's a real art to figure out how to go around and see all of Tiger's shots or most of them. And what you have to do is time it so, yeah, you see him swing, you see the ball fly, and then you take off. Not running, because there's no running at Augusta National, but you walk very briskly to try and stay ahead of the pack, because if you stay behind to marvel at it, this incredible throng will just overwhelm you, and you'll get stuck for a hole or two, and you'll have to catch up later.
That is NPR's Tom Goldman, the man who's going to petition Augusta to allow hot pants among the accepted uniforms in next year's Masters. Thank you so much, Tom.
You're welcome, Rebecca.